one and all.
Is my mic on? It is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Metal Omnicon. That's right. Tonight is the session zero. I hope you assholes are fucking excited. I will be your lovely band manager, Turk. And, of course, I'm here with the lads. Say hello, lads.
Hello, lads.
That's right! Tonight, we're doing our session zero. We're going over all the fun things and all the stuff that's going to be happening upcoming in this next 12-episode-long campaign that we are doing and performing together. But before I get into what the fuck the Grouch Couch is, if this is your first time here, or what our system's going to be and everything else like that, we're going to go in a circle and I'm going to let all these lovely performers and voice actors and awesome fucking folks introduce themselves and tell you where the fuck you can find them. And, you know what I mean? Anything else impertinent that they feel like they need to tell you? That's right. We're going to start with Proteus. Hello. Continue on, Proteus.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Hello. You can catch me on my channel, Children of Proteus, also on all social medias of the same name. And you said I could tell people whatever I wanted, and that's your mistake. I won a roller derby game this weekend, i.e. yesterday. Down. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I can't read. I got an award for being good at beating people up. I got best blocker. I don't have to know how to read. But yeah, I played my roller derby game and we won by like 100 points and I got best blocker and that's all that matters. All right, Connor, it's your turn.
It's my turn. I'm known as Connor, aka Psycho Stash, aka Captain Stash, aka I don't know the other ones people call
me. Stashitize me, Captain.
Stashitize me, Captain. That's me. You can find me here on this channel exclusively as of now. Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Sick, dude.
Hi, everybody. I'm Emmy, also known as Loose and Easy in high school. I'm just kidding. You can find me here on Twitch at Emmy's Art Stuff, where I stream artwork, and then also over at Forge of Lore here on Twitch, where I play a character in our D&D campaign, Scald. And yeah, that's... also, yesterday I learned how to make homemade cottage cheese, so that's one thing that I can tell you.
Teach me your ways.
Sick. Hell yeah.
Teach me how to make cottage cheese.
And I'm the resident game master around here, dang old producer and cat herder of the Grouch Couch, Turk. You can call me Turk or Turkey Dude and T Frizzle. Just don't call me Daddy. Wait, what? Anyways, you could find me as
I'm the only daddy here.
Pretty much everywhere, or Turkey Terror if you're looking for my music. Yeah, or Turk's Adventures if you want my YouTube. Look, I'm all over the internet, but mainly I'm here on the Grouch Couch. That's right. And this is good stuff. What the fuck is the Grouch Couch, huh? Well, we are a group of folks that love making really creative stuff, and we love to push the limits of what role-playing has to offer. Thus being this campaign we're kind of putting together right now, we've been referred to as the Adult Swim of the TTRPG space, also the Punk Rockers of the TTRPG space. Both of those badges we wear very proudly, because those are compliments. So we appreciate that. We love that. You can find us here doing wild shit off course. We always love chat involvement. We love our community, but also we are for everybody. Everybody's welcome here, unless you, my friend, are not welcoming of everyone, if you understand what I'm saying. We're very friendly folks, and of course, we're very excited to be doing this campaign because it's a metal-themed campaign, and it's been a long time coming. And I'm just happy as all shit to be here. Now, you can check us out on thegrouchcouch.com for pretty much everything and anything you want to find out about us. Weirdly enough, there's no www, though. It's just thegrouchcouch.com. Why? No idea, but that's the way that it is. The internet is in the cloud. No one understands it. It just is what it is. So if you want to check out our merch, the music we made for this campaign, our Instagrams, get a hold of us for any kind of business inquiries or sponsorships, or if you want to be a guest on the show, whatever, head over to thegrouchcouch.com. Yes, and you could also find links to our crew members on there as well, including Proteus's website where they make their comic, and they have all their lovely stuff like their Twitch channel, etc. All right. Yeah.
Say it.
I think it was pretty good. That was pretty good. We don't do a lot of those very often, but I feel like they're important at the beginning of campaigns, for sure, because people are just joining in and stuff like that. And I don't know if this is going on YouTube yet. I guess it depends on how tonight goes. But if it
is
does,
now. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like and subscribe, bitch. Listen, all those big YouTubers, they don't need your likes and subscribes. They're making millions from YouTube. Help a brother out. Give us a like. We're the little guy. It's more important that you like and share and subscribe and comment on our shit. Like and subscribe below. Don't be a bottom.
Hmm. Don't be a bottom. Be a couch family. That's it. It's a new damn catchphrase.
Don't be a bottom. Be on top of the couch.
That's it.
Put me in couch.
My goodness. So we have an agenda for tonight, believe it or not. I was a little bit organized for this campaign. I think it shows I'm very inspired for this campaign. But we're going to be going over our setting, our system. We're going to be revealing our intro and what the characters look like to all of you guys. Not for the first time if you're in Discord, but for the first time for some people. We're going to be doing maybe a little giveaway, if we get enough hype tonight, of the new merch that I'm currently wearing on my fucking chesticles. There's a lot of new merch up on the merch store. All right. So go and give it a look. There's a bunch of designs.
We should do a merch store scroll at some point. That's what we should do.
We'll do a merch store scroll at some fucking point. Also, we're going to be doing our first little faction fight, everybody. We're doing a thing, this campaign, called Faction Rivals. You can be a part of a faction that is trying to take over the city. All right, the city that our three players are playing in. It's like a game of Risk, but way more complicated. All right, but it's really fun because it's everyone. So if you haven't already joined a faction, you should. And you can do so by checking out the self-roles section in Discord. And each faction has its own private chat. And in that private chat is a poll that you get to run and vote in for your faction to make their very first action in this world, all right? We're only doing one action for each faction tonight, and then moving forward, we're probably going to do two each night. But for now, because it's session zero, we're only doing one. So get in there and fucking vote your butt off, all right? Do a poll vote, okay? A poll vote. Hell yeah. Now, I think I covered everything. Anything I should say before we get into our setting, boys and girls? Connor, you haven't said anything in a bit. Say something about something.
Well, I literally think you need to mention Spotify.
I do. Do you want to tell him, Connor?
Well, for this campaign, since it is metal band themed, everybody on the crew has worked together to put together the wonderful actual music that you can check out on Spotify that is from the band that we're playing in the game. And it's actually us singing, playing instruments, fucking just sounding great. So go check it out over at Spotify. We're all really proud of the music that we pushed out there. It's awesome.
Yeah, we are.
I'm a Goblin is my favorite song.
Hell yeah. And not only is it on Spotify, it's everywhere you get your music. You can even add it to your Instagram stories. You can dance to it on fucking TikTok. Anywhere you search Metal Omnicon, it will pop up. Amazon Music, Google Music, YouTube Music, wherever. Literally, I was listening to it, and my phone has this thing that detects music, and it literally detected. It said, "The Grouch Couch, Metal Omnicon," like it knew. So, yeah, get out there, listen to the damn music. Excited for this new setting because I have always wanted to play in and create a urban fantasy. All right, a future fantasy. All right, I'm talking about cell phones, but I'm also talking about elves. Okay, I'm talking about elf fucking goblins. I'm talking about lake monsters in the city. Okay, I'm talking about this is what I'm talking about, and that's kind of like the main theme for our next campaign. That's all you really need to know. It's urban fantasy. So, like, our goblin vocalist of our metal band could use his phone to call up his band manager if he wants to. Also, we have a zombie that drives the van. Okay, very nice guy. Sometimes he just puts his head on the windshield and he drives with his body. It's beautiful. We love it. We're all about it. Okay. Now.
Yes, Miriam. Yes. Actually. So Shadowrun-ish, says Miriam.
Yes. So I wanted to do this for a long time. Okay. Now, full fucking disclosure, I was explaining the setting to these guys, and we were thinking about playing Urban Shadows, but Urban Shadows hasn't released 2E yet, and I was like, what the fuck? I was waiting. I was like, I can't wait for this, so I started looking a little bit, and then I found fucking Shadowrun, and I was like, this is it.
this is what I wanted. You know what I mean? So I took what I had written, and I took some of the lore from Shadowrun. It's not as complicated, okay? It's not at all. But to make it seamless, I put a little bit of it together to make it make sense for our setting and our theme and everything else. And it's fucking awesome. And we're going to be building on that as we always do. Starting now, until this new world we're building explodes, which is called Grimmery, by the way. That's the name of the new setting. It's called Grimmery, all right? Like the grim fairy tales of old. It's called Grimmery. Until Grimmery fucking explodes, we're going to be building lore in this world, and all of you guys are going to be able to have an influence on that world, all right? We're doing metal, we're doing fantasy. It's awesome, okay? And also, I do want to preface that Shadowrun's lore is fucking wild and complicated and insane, and I don't suggest anyone, unless you're really, really into it and you have the time to read 5 million pages a day, then go ahead and run Shadowrun. But for us, it will not be that complicated. It won't, I promise. But it will be fun, it will be whimsical and mystical, and it will have secrets and things to discover, as always.
I'm too stupid to learn a thing that requires too much math and reading.
Last poodle! Poodle, subscribe, long live the couch.
Long live?
Cheers.
More poodle. Cheers, man.
Ew.
Also, it didn't go off when I bought things, but it shows up in the little... It didn't.
Oh, it
I
did.
Bought things.
Children of Proteus, Visions of Death, and 5 other merch. Yay, Proteus. Badass.
Yeah.
I don't know why that didn't go off, but sick, dude. What'd you get? Huh.
I got 3 t-shirts and a couple of stickers.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Badass.
Also, if you guys are wondering why there isn't... If you're wondering why there isn't an ME t-shirt, there will be one soon. I just took a little bit longer to make that art.
Totally.
I'm so offended.
I know. I'm sorry, ME. My
money
bad.
Laundering. It'll be up by next Sunday, I promise y'all. Avoid playing a Decker in Shadowrun unless you like your GM's head to implode with more micromanaging. Holy shit. It's also why we're playing Anarchy, and we're going to get to the system in a little bit for Shizzle. But the setting for now, I'm actually going to pull up a little bit of a description thing that I've written for this setting. Also, if any of you guys want the PDF link to this setting, once it's done, it'll be in Discord, all right? It'll be pinned in the Love, Death, and Dice chat so you guys can get in it and read it and do whatever. And I'm going to be updating it literally every week as we play. Things are going to happen. Y'all going to make things happen, and we'll be updating it. So, Grimmery is a setting inspired by the grim fairy tales of old. Just think, my friends. What if in 200 years magic came back and all the bedtime stories that we know and love came back to life? But they were a lot darker than we remember. Welcome to the world of Grimmery. A world where future and fantasy collide, set in the year 2222, because I like that number and it makes math easier. Grimmery blends advanced technology with ancient magics, a unique and dark setting with hover trains, flying horses, smart androids, and ancient dragons, teleportation circles, and cyberpunk tech. Now, there's only a couple of things in this world right now that we absolutely have to go over. That is one. Much like in Shadowrun, our world is ran by 10 corporations. These corporations managed to adjust so well to magic that they literally took over the whole fucking world. These 10 corporations all have a lead, and they meet together once a year to talk about how they are going to rule the world the next year. Whether that be bringing back Cthulhu, stopping everyone from eating food, putting poison in the water. They don't care. They have all the money in the world and they can do whatever they want. So they meet together once a year to accomplish their goals and play tricks on the general populace. The second thing is, magic is not just something in the air. Magic is a resource. Magic can come in the form of a liquid or come in the form of an essence. Magic is a resource that people want. Magic can be bottled, magic can be sold, and magic, most of all, can be stolen out of people, alive or dead. And the 10 corporations recently figured this out, and they want all the magic for themselves.
dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a bunch of
yuchas.
So, those are the two main things.
They can't take it away from my character, though. It would be a hate crime.
Do you think the corpos fucking care if it's a hate crime or not?
It's a hate crime. So.
My goodness. So, there's a lot to the lore, which people in chat, you guys are welcome to read more about it. I can actually share a quick little link here. It's not done because I still need to put everything in there, the details about the 10 corporations. But the corpos in our world aren't going to be named like weird things like they have in Shadowrun. They're kind of hard to keep track of. They're going to be called like things that we relate to, like Meta and Google and AT&T, etc. Stuff like that.
Google.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Amazon.
Yes. Yes. So that's what they're going to be called
Lewd
in our
grounds,
world.
Media.
Scorn Hub. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Only Dragons. Yeah.
Only Phase.
Only Phase. That's it. So those are the two important things. The magic thing was actually a thing I've been debating on even last week when we had our meeting. Like, it wasn't even in the lore yet, because I had been debating on it, but I think it's actually cool, and I love the idea of that. So, players, any questions about the lore, anything you want to point out?
I like that you said they're like the fairy tales of old, but darker than you remember. And that just, I wanted to point out the original Snow White at the end, they had the queen dance in iron shoes until her feet bled and she died in the snow. The stepsisters from Cinderella cut off their toes to try and fit in the glass slipper. So
and
I'm like,
heels.
If we're,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, darker than that.
But like general people, you know what I mean? They look at Disney and think, you know, just like I think someone said, yeah. Rachel said Disney, right? Not that. It's like the actual grim stories. Yeah.
Little Mermaid just cut her tail in half and walked on it in excruciating pain.
Somebody
the
else
entire
bought merch.
Time.
I can't fucking see who it is, though. What is happening? Who did this? Tell me who it is.
Who designed this?
Who designed
this
merch?
I'm going to have to say you, Turk. Well, you and I did, Turk. You and I designed the merch.
I know, but someone bought merch.
It was me, I think.
Was it you, Connor? Thank you, Connor. What'd you get?
I got a bunch of stickers and a t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
I think I also got
the desk mat, that's another thing I got. I think.
Hell yeah. Sick.
Yeah, I think I got the desk mat.
Cinderella had to give up her firstborn child to Baba Yaga to have what she got. Really?
Yep.
Bro.
There's some good shit in the original fairy tales. That's like last season I was so overly prepared because I've read so many that like even the changed lore of like the fae, like all the fae stuff for like I was like, "Oh yeah, I know this one. Yeah, this is just the lady with the green ribbon around her neck. Okay, yeah, I got it. We're good." Yeah.
Pretty sick. Also, the Little Mermaid turned into foam at the end. Jesus.
Yeah, when she lost the prince, she legitimately just loses the prince in the end, and then she just dies and turns into sea foam.
Wow.
Metal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Okay. No other input. I'm sure you guys are excited to talk characters and stuff like that. But first, there's a couple of homebrew things that we do around here on the couch. A couple of rules and house rules that we've always played by because they just make sense in our dome fucking headpiece. So I'm going to go over those real quick-like. And if you guys in chat have any questions or you guys as players, especially Emmy, since you're new, have any questions, make sure to stop me. Let me know what's up, all right?
All right.
Character sheets, this one's simple. You are responsible for adding equipment and money to your character sheet. If it isn't there, I will just assume that you don't have it. Fishy. I love you, Fishy. The next one's actually fun. Crunchy crits is something that we do, but it's not going to make sense in this here system because is that even on? I don't know if that's on. I don't think that's on. The dice game isn't on currently. I'm going to have to fix that. It's on now. We do a thing called Crunchy Crits around here, but we aren't doing that this system. Instead, there's a thing in Shadowrun Anarchy. It's called a glitch die. It's in Shadowrun. Me as the Dungeon Master, I'm going to be rolling the glitch die up here whenever I feel it's needed, or pretty much all the time. And if there's a 6 here, that makes it a critical hit, so something extra and awesome happens. But if it's a 1, that means there's a complication. All right? And everyone will be able to see it right there. Yes.
I have a question.
What's your question?
So in this new system, I know you haven't even really got to like combat or how actions work or anything like that yet, but what if like we roll all 6s to hit?
I mean, that's just a bunch of successes then, bud.
That is a valid question coming from Connor, who it just has unreasonably lucky rolls. That is a reasonable ask from him. It's not like me, who's going to be failing every roll I have. It's going to be Connor getting all 6s all season.
What if it's all 6s and then the glitch die is also a 6? Can we do double damage?
Buddy, we're going to have to talk about that when we get there. And I say when, okay, not if, because... Yes,
it's Connor.
Statistically,
he has unreasonable luck. No, yeah. don't, Emmy, don't. No, I can't even tell you how many nat 20s this motherfucker pulls on like any given night. He just pulls them out of nowhere like a fucking rabbit out of a hat, and I don't understand because we're using digital dice. It should be random. It's just a fucking algorithm, and every single time he gets a nat 20, and I can't roll above a fucking 2. I'm not mad.
It's like the MC says, I rolled 3 mad. Dice and got 8 successes, Connor probably.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. So that's the glitch die. What the fuck? It's all ones. You got 1 success.
Mobile was
congrats.
Taken, so Ecoseth has used
reroll,
Connor.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go, Moby. There you go. Moby will be here. He'll got you back. And Connor got 3 successes. Jeez, at least, huh?
Wait, what did I do? I didn't even roll.
Oh, I think it was Emmy.
Emmy did.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
I didn't do shit.
All ones. All ones. And then he'll roll, and he'll legitimately get all 6s across the board for no goddamn reason.
Do it again. Do it again.
Let the rage flow through you.
Yeah.
Apprentice. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
That's 2.
That's 2.
You got 2 successes.
Yay. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
You did it. Go away.
This is like how I did in school. This is the reason I didn't go to college. This is how school worked for me. It didn't matter how hard I tried. I got 2s.
I got 2s.
I graduated. I don't know how I graduated. I graduated with 2.4 GPA.
Motherfucker. See, I only got 2.
I'm sorry. That says 5. Anyways,
that's 5 successes. Out of 8 dice rolled. Go fuck yourself, Connor.
Oh, well, listen, that was agility and strength, so...
Go fuck yourself.
My highest...
Oh, I see.
Here. I'll just do 1d6. Right,
there we go.
I don't see it changed. It went to a 2.
I got CX.
Okay, moving on, boys and girls. I was just fixing a thing. Sorry. Thank you for stalling. Yeah. Coordinated initiative. We're always doing coordinated initiative. It's going to be a little bit different. Well, I guess actually it's not, because we're playing as normal when it comes to initiative and stuff like that, which we'll get to that later. But basically, in coordinated initiative, if 2 players roll the same initiative, they can do a combo to do extra damage, to do fun stuff, to play things out together. I know a lot of groups do, like, who has the higher agility or dexterity or whatever, blah, 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 blah. We do it together. So, like, on our Sidequesters finale we just had last week, Fishy and Nate got combo initiative, and both of them in a power armor suit threw a car together, and it was pretty sick. So we do combo initiative. Yes. Fair enough.
I love that.
We also do system shock. So if you take more than half your hit points on a single attack, you have to do a constitution save or you go into system shock. And system shock can range from losing a turn to being stunned to getting a permanent scar on your face, etc. which actually doesn't happen very often, especially because I forget sometimes. But this also works for enemies as well. All right, so don't let me forget about System Shock. Quick attunement. We're playing Shadowrun, so I don't know if this will apply, but you can attune to an item with an action. But it does take a short rest to unattune to items. All right?
Unless you're cursed to hold it the whole season and it threatens to eat your dad's dick. Then you're with it with the whole season.
Well, that's a cursed item, so that's different. But safety spells are also a thing we do, but that's not relevant because we aren't playing in 5e, so spell slots aren't a thing. Yes, that's it. Those are our homebrew rules.
Yes. Makes sense.
Yes.
Hmm. We also have a rule that, like, if you buy a horse and then forget about your horse wandered off and died. But also, we're not playing in 5e, so don't forget about your horse. Yeah, I'm not going to play this game where, like, you buy a horse and then two episodes go by and you're in a dungeon and you're like, hey, where's my horse? It's right here next to me. Wait. No. No, the fuck it's not. It's been 2 days since you thought about that horse. It's gone. Anyway.
Wait, does that mean the magic ghoul bus can die?
No. See, it's different. Exactly. So it doesn't work.
But if we pick up, like, a pet hamster that is specifically good at, like, picking locks... Macaroons!
Macaroni. Continue.
But if you pick up, like, a magical hamster that's really good at picking locks, and then you're like, hey, what... Is that hamster still in my anus? Like, six episodes later? Nah. It suffocated.
Damn.
Like Greg Kinnear.
Aww.
Thank you for that very strange example. I appreciate that.
It's perfect. Now I understand.
Yeah. I want to challenge a centaur to a horse race, but they also have to ride a horse.
Let me put him up.
Let me hold him. Let me hold your dog.
Poppy.
I want that dog. I want to hold that dog.
Fuck
my dog
off.
Don't. My dog ain't good at holding.
Okay. Buckles.
Somebody Buckles. Else bought things. Somebody else bought merch.
Who bought things? Shout out in chat. I'm sorry the alert isn't working right. I don't know why. I blame Streamlabs for that.
Our barbarian in Scald had a horse named Buckles that he loved, and it got vaporized before his eyes, so we have a Buckles! No!
Yeah!
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Vaporization of horses.
Don't it was pretty brutal.
Oh. I support vaporization of horses.
Oh, bro, your horse vapes, bro?
The Weird merch hill. Buying thing is fixed now. I swear.
Yay!
Yay!
Have a dead dog.
Okay. We're petting dogs. So let's talk system now a little bit. First, let me whet my whistle.
Whistle.
Cheers, everybody. Thank you for joining us and being here for Metal Monica. I'm very excited. Who has listened to the music already? What do we think?
Steve hates horses.
Well, in our old campaign, it was canon that people would eat horses. We had a thing called horse sausage that people would eat. Also, because of that, horses made an uprising, and there was an intelligent unicorn that went to court to get rights for horses. So by the end, people had to ask horses if they could ride them. They had to ask for consent. Weird world. Cheers, y'all.
I love that.
Wasn't that unicorn's name Mayonnaise?
His name is Mayonnaise.
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 Yeah. I had to do an impromptu court case with a unicorn in our world. Yes.
In fucking credible.
Yes.
Cheers, Moby.
Good times.
Hubert says, I love me a mouthful of horse meat. I've seen that show.
Sidork would love this world. I always say Sidork. I don't know why. I know it's Sidorik. But I always say Sidork. That's the way my brain reads it.
He originally said Sidorik, and then when we started the campaign, he was like, people are going to make fun of me and be like, Sidork. So it's yeah. Sidorik.
Okay. Well,
what up, Sidork?
Still calling him Sidork.
It's how the brain reads it, and that's how it's going to be.
That's not now. An evolution of Psyduck.
Yeah. That's funny. Way to think out of the box there, Connor. I love that. So, we're talking system now. We love the theme of Shadowrun. It really piqued my interest, and it fit everything that I wanted for my new world. It was perfect. But Shadowrun is number crunchy and insane. And I feel like before you just go jumping into Shadowrun, it's always good to have some kind of step stool. And we learned about... I know this fucking royalty-free song, and it's got a weird fucking answering machine beep in it. And I hate it.
Yep, I hate it.
So, Shadowrun Anarchy is the stepping stool. It's beautiful, it's rules light, and it's mostly storytelling. I love it so much. I swear to God, I will fucking throw a brick through your window. The beat went off again, if chat, you couldn't hear that. Shadowrun Anarchy is perfect. I love it so much. It's got everything that you need. It's rules light. It has the rules that you need. And it's a really good step stool. It deals with successes. It's a D6 system. Everyone rolls D6s, and you roll however many you have in that stat. You got 5 strength, you roll 5 D6s. Get a certain amount of successes. Easy peasy, right? Love that so much. So it's what we're going to be playing. It's what we're going to be doing. But there's some preface to this, because Shadowrun Anarchy has this narrative storytelling system. In the book, it suggests to either embrace it and do that, or play it like a normal D&D game. For this campaign here, it's going to mostly be a normal D&D game, and we might do some scenes that are narrative-driven and pushed. But expect it to be normal with initiative and everything else like that. All right? Yes, and it is dice pools and less math, all right? Which we really do love, and Foundry is going to be doing a lot for us. But I do want to say, the narrative storytelling thing is super cool, and I loved it so much. I know that it's not for this game, but on SideQuesters, we're thinking about fully embracing it and doing an interactive improv show for our other stream that we're going to be doing. We did a test of it during our couch meeting, and it was fucking hilarious. And it's going to be completely interactive and improv, and it's going to be fucking awesome. So keep an eye out for that. So this Shadowrun Anarchy narrative thing has inspired us to do the narrative storytelling in a different way. So awesome. All right. But Shadowrun Anarchy, it's very simple. You got to, one of these guys here, let's say, I'm like, roll me dice. You got to beat a number, right? Yeah, I'll roll mine first. You got to beat 0 successes, because that's what I got. And then they roll theirs, and they've gotten 1 success and shit. They succeed. Congrats. Yay. Simple, easy peasy. Moving forward.
I assure you I won't succeed.
I assure you.
Oh, I did! It's my only good roll of the...
3 successes.
I got 3 successes.
Yeah.
Look at that. That'll be my only good roll of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you some of my magic, okay?
There you go. There you go. So, that's what we're doing. We're playing Shadowrun Anarchy, but we're playing it normal. Like a normal system. We're not doing the narrative thing, which I'm probably sure I'll preface on the first episode as well for anybody who skips the session 0 so they know what's going on. Yeah. Any thoughts about this system? I just did a lot of talking. Someone take the talking stick from me.
We did the narrative. So we tested out the narrative bit a little bit last Sunday, and I mean, I had a lot of fun with the you passed it off to me first. You're like, what do you see? And I was like,
I'm blind,
motherfucker. but no, like I think if we do a little bit of it, I will get more accustomed to it, because obviously I haven't done much DMing or explaining in my lifetime. I have done it. I just wasn't in the brain space, but I am excited to try it a bit more and see where it takes us, because the 3 of our characters are just ridiculous together.
Oh, yeah. And I think you fucked up giving me the ability to DM as a player, kind of, with the narrative. Oh, man.
So, I'm happy we're not doing that. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Suddenly, it's not happening.
Well, yeah. Come on. Playthrough. Like, sometimes, I think we're going to do some narrative scenes, but it's mostly going to be normal. But when narrative scenes do pop up, feel free to do your thing, baby. Feel free. In our playthrough, for some reason, Connor's character just had fruits. I don't know where he got them from, but he had fruits.
So many bananas and apples and
I was taking one stuff. Bite out of every apple and just dropping it on the ground after one bite.
I mean, you could still do that in a normal session of play. That doesn't need narrative telling, but it was
my character is just an asshole.
So does that mean plot points aren't going to be as much of a thing?
So, we're going to do couch coins. We're going to talk about this a little bit more as I do a little bit more of pushing into stuff. But we're going to be doing couch coins instead of plot points. So they can be given out more. Because if we're not doing narrative, then it's kind of hard for you to get the plot points, right? So we're going to use couch coins instead. Because I give those out just for good role-playing all the time. And chat can give them as well. So, and it's already kind of like an established system, yeah.
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 Couch coin.
There you go.
DM Steve _ Forge of Lore just redeem couch coin. Emmy calls she pretty.
Aww, you've trained your bottom so well.
Yeah, I did that. I did that on purpose. I told him to do that.
Yeah, he's just under the desk, right?
Cheers for submissive and breedable bottoms.
Oh. He's in the dryer right now. But.
Good boy. So and he'll stay stuck there until we're ready for him.
Hell yeah. Jeez. Before we get into anything else, quick shout out to all the people who helped contribute to this campaign that is happening. All your names are still here on the whiteboard. All the folks who donated to the campaign and all the folks who bought items from our wish list to make this fucking thing happen. We did our charity stream about a month ago. All your names are right here, and they're going to stay here, all right, until this campaign is over. That's where they're going to be, so I can look at it and see you every single day, all right? And you'll be in all the clips and everything else. Your name, all right, will be right here. So thank you so much for supporting the show. It's the least that we can do for you helping us be able to do this, because I'm really excited about it, and it wouldn't have been possible if you didn't help us out. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Show off that sticker that's laying up against that board.
There's a sticker here, too.
Show off that sticker.
Beautiful 5x5 metal Omnicon sticker, baby.
Look at that fucking artwork, folks!
I'm not saying I'm pretty proud of it, but I'm pretty proud of it.
You should be.
You should be.
Mm.
Here we go.
Oh, nice.
I got one.
Yes.
I also got one.
Mm-hmm. It's just delicious. It's delicious. All right. I got fucked. The missus got reported at work. Dang. Bro, that sucks, Poober. I'm sorry, bro. Couldn't buy the leathers. Oh, no. Cool art. Thanks, buddy. Okay, that's our setting. That's our system. And now we're going to talk a little bit about our characters. But before we do so, I say we should do some video reveals. What do you guys think?
Hell yeah!
Yes, 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 yes.
Let's do it.
So
The three of us haven't seen it either.
Yeah, so we're going to all watch this together. I was looking through a lot of different kinds of templates for After Effects, and none of them worked out. So I ended up just making something myself, and I think it's still really cool. So let me know what you think. And after the new intro plays, we're also going to introduce you guys to Cranium Carl, all right? So, yeah, y'all get to meet that, and you get to meet Cranium Carl. Cheers, everybody. Thank you for being here already. Cheers to the first hour of Session Zero. Yeah, everybody. Woo! Exciting. Hype, hype. Can we get some yeah in chat, please? Thank you.
But with J's.
Ja, 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 ja.
The giggle.
Hell yeah, dude. Ja, ja, ja. Here we go. All right.
Oh, Steve, good boy.
Thank you, Steve.
Stay in that fucking dryer, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I hope everyone enjoyed the unofficial official pre-show of Metal Omnicon over there on Forge of Lore. I hope you enjoyed it with Steve. That's what I'm calling it. Moving forward. All right. Character reveals, everybody. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
up, nerds? It is your favorite fucking floating skull. Dude, I'm here. I'm dead, but I'm still fucking here, and I'm floating around to talk to you about shit. Everybody here, dude, they call me Cranium Carl. Why? Dude, I have literally no idea, but you can call me whatever you want. You can call me Deadhead. You can call me Daddy. You can even call me Daddy, if you know what I'm talking about. No, dude, but I'm so fucking excited to be here because these guys have graced me with the honor, dude, no, the fucking privilege, my guy, to be covering one of the greatest metal bands of all time, Metal Omnicon. I am so excited to be covering these guys because their music blows me away, dude. The cool-ass shit that these fucking hooligans get into. Oh, my God. I'm going to be doing the recaps of the ads, all the other fucking bullshit. If you, my friends, have any questions for me, Cranium Carl, make sure to submit them in the Discord. You know, use the hashtag Cranium Carl, whatever the fuck you want. And remember, keep an eye out for curses. Also, cars, potholes, poisoned food, anything else like that that could kill you. Because one day, you are going to die. And we all have that in common. And one day, you might end up like me, Cranium Carl. And that, my friends, is fucking metal as fuck. So, I'll see you later. Remember to go fuck yourself and have a good time.
That was good.
There it is.
Yes! Yay! Remember to go fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
It promotes a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That intro was fucking incredible, Turk.
Yeah, yes. It's really simple. I didn't want it to be too crazy long. I think in the past we've had some issues with them being insanely long. But it makes for a good like transition, you know? It's like 30 seconds long, gets the point across. You know who everyone is, what the hell's going on. Sauce. And shout out to, you know, all the vocals. That Metal Omnicon intro song, we all actually put vocals on it. All four of us did, which is really sick. So, yeah, shout out to that shit. Talk After Effects sometime, my man. Sure. Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't know fucking anything about it. I used Premiere Pro and a bunch of transitions. So,
holy shit, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking impressive.
Well, yes. I know Premiere Pro. Just transitions. Transitions. Yes, it was Premiere Pro. I told you After Effects didn't work out. Didn't I say that? Yeah.
Well, the templates. I thought you meant just the templates didn't work out. Oh, my God.
It's like it was going to take like 6 hours to render something that wasn't even working right. I was just like, whatever. I don't care. I can do it myself anyway. So nice little black and white filter, some transitions, you know, some screen mapping. Easy peasy.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Masterfully done.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Let me show you some cool shit. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, Big Jim knows After Effects. He's made some stuff from Earth Fresh before. Shout out to Big Jim. He's talented as hell. Okay.
Big Jim After Effects.
Now,
I love
friends,
you, Robot Daddy.
We all do. We all do. Big Jim, just so you know, androids are in Mortalis. That's my faction, Big Jim. You should join Mortalis. In Discord, I may have already put you in that faction, just so you know. And by the way,
or you can
everybody
join
should
mine.
Go and vote in Discord for what you want your faction to do this episode, all right? And if you actually want to change the color of your name here in Twitch chat to let us know what faction you're in, please feel free to do so because it helps us, but it's not required. Yeah, but it does help us out a little bit. Okay. Love that intro. I love your guys' characters. I love Cranium Carl. What did you
so good.
What did you say, Proteus? Reminds you of Shaggy and Face Bones.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
Shaggy. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, man. I was like, that's literally
Zoinks, Noob.
Like Zoinks, everybody. Metal Omnicon, yeah.
Nora, we're pink. Power is pink.
Or you could join the night.
Or
which is blue.
You can do hot like witch shit with Over in Power, just saying. We're doing hot witch shit over the Power faction. Doing hot witch shit.
Yeah.
Well, I can't fight that.
Wild stuff. Yeah. Power OP. So make your votes. The really cool thing about that faction fight thing is like at the end of the campaign, we can see who took over more of the city. And then they'll kind of like own that city indefinitely in the canon of our world. Because every campaign is going to be in a different city. So currently we're in Felspire. Very fun stuff.
Okay, we're going to go and look into questions about these gall darn characters is what we're going to go into. Before I do so, anybody want to say anything else before I segue?
What faction are you part of, Connor? You haven't said.
I am part of the Wilds. Or wait, what are they called? Wildlings?
It's just Wild. Yeah. Fishy wants to change it to Wildlings, though, but it's just Wild.
That's right. Don't join that faction because they don't even know what it's called.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck do I care? I'm Wild. I don't give a shit.
We break all the rules here.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. Anyways, I think we're yellow, so if you want to join my faction, change to yellow.
Yeah. He's really selling it.
All you gotta know is you wanna be pink, mama. You wanna be pink.
Yeah, we purposely have everyone for both shows. Everyone on screen's in a different faction so we can lead. Because when it comes to the faction battles, someone has to be here to roll dice and things. Yeah. But also, I wanted to be a part of Mortalis because Mortalis is the best and we're going to win. So, like, that's that. Yeah, we're the monster hunters.
I don't know.
The androids. Yes.
I don't know. Me, Ray, and Spookles make a hell of a team.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. All right, so we're going to go in a different direction this time than we did from the intro. We're going to start with Emmy, and just before I get into the questions, all right, I want you to tell me a little bit about your character, maybe kind of what your direction for them is, what your race and pseudo class is, and what you play in the band, maybe how you joined the band, and even if you have what your inspiration was. Anything like that. The floor is yours.
Yeah. As far as inspiration, I was like metal band in a post-apocalyptic world, in an urban fantasy setting. Vampire. The first thing that came to mind, and I fell in love with it. I've never played a vampire before. Went with like a red and black theme for her because it sounds kind of fucking cool. She plays guitar on stage, and she kind of puts out this like dark, quiet vibe on stage, and off stage she's just a really sweet lady. She's just really nice, and just like the contrast that
Gangrees just like the contrast for blood rising nerds
on screen. I'm wearing flowers and white and like all girly, and you know, we've got punks over here next to me, so she's kind of going to be that contrast for funsies. She keeps a group of people around her on stage that she'll feed off of during performances when she's, like, shredding on her guitar. That's pretty much her, I guess, in a nutshell.
Hell yeah. Eon King. Is it Eon or Aeon?
Everybody's been saying Eon. We're going to go with what everybody's been saying.
Cool. Eon. I love the idea of her, too. There was some other things that we discussed, and I want to know if it's canon as well, that no one actually knows how old Eon is.
Correct. And she does a lot of, like, she keeps knitting needles on her at all times, and she makes very vibrant, colorful scarves for all of her friends. She's super into chess. And, like, playing games and stuff that are, like, in this time, kind of old.
But she's probably playing Boggle. Jax.
Oh, yeah. She kicked the can as
Ball
well.
Ball of the Cups.
Yeah. Ball of the Cup. She out there with a wheel and a stick.
She's got...
The fucking hula hoop and the stick. And...
Yeah. It's like, how fucking old are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah. It's not like, your problem.
This is
It'll
that one
fine.
Game where you go hunt down a fox on horses, isn't it?
Maybe we can rent that movie from the library on VHS.
I love that. Very good. Very good. And yeah, you're the guitar player, so you hit all them high licks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you have groupies that you feed off of. I did have a question about that, too. Can we make it so it's not like the same exact groupies that you just have around all the time, but like
sure,
you have like
just revolving
like a recruitment thing at the end of shows, or like a sign up list on like your phone, like a group chat or something, and you could just like, hey, I need someone to feed on. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Okay.
I'm so
She's
down.
Got a WhatsApp group chat across the country of like we're all
blood
up
zap.
Yeah, they're all actually being like, hey, I'm gonna be at the show, you can feed on me, mommy. Like,
it's instead of plenty of fish, it's plenty of necks. Plenty of necks.
Yes.
Telegram.
Yeah. Cheers, buddy.
Boy Scout! What the hell?
Void Scout 1997 has followed.
It's been a while. Yeah, what the fuck? Cheers, bud. How you doing? Different hose in all the area codes. Yes, Labby. Why are you going to call it my childhood like that? Wait, what? The ball in a cup or what? That's funny. Frog's blood toxic.
A scarf kill needs to happen.
Fair. Oh, yeah.
Scarf Don't recommend repeating it.
Hey, it's another fun thing about this system is it's just like a dice roll. Like, if you want to try and kill someone with a scarf, you know what I mean? Just get the right amount of successes and you're there, baby. Like, the sky's kind of the limit, which really does leave things open for narrative creativity, which I think is very fun. So cool. Basic questions about Eon, and I think that that's wonderful. The vampire.
I'm very excited about this knitting needle thing, because Emmy, you just say the word. I have so many props because I do knit like a lot. I don't knit, but I do crochet. I have so many scarves from when I used to do knitting as a job that I could just put them on at any time. I have so many leftover. We can make this happen.
I used to be a video editor for a crafting company, and I would edit old people crafting, and I was like, I want to crochet. And wow. I tried knitting. I'm not smart enough for it. Crochet is way easier.
Wow. Don't get me in that editing job, because it'd be like, today we're knitting. Memes flying across the screen.
Okay, but hear me out.
They didn't like it.
Hear me out, Turkey, I'm going to start doing knitting videos, and I want you to do exactly that.
Oh my god, that would actually get a lot of...
As an editor in other places, and it's always like, high energy, fast cuts, you know what I mean, attention spans, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I want that. Yeah, no. Okay, I'm going to... Listen. You're like... I want that. Yeah, we do like times five speed videos of me knitting. Like, let's go. I want that.
This is a $1 million idea right now.
This tapioca pudding is lit, fam.
Hell yeah.
Today I'm going to teach you how to make cottage cheese.
You know what I mean? That's literally us. Who knew tapioca was so fucking lit? Anywho, enough about that. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about Roger Rageface. Connor, give us a general description there of Roger and where your inspiration came from. And, you know, you do a little bit of voice reveal, too, if you want to, whatever you're feeling.
Well, Roger Rageface. Wait, I want to do this like how they do it in the show. Roger Rageface. The lead singer of the band, probably the most volatile human. Oh no, he's not a human being at all. He's a goblin, and he's an asshole. He's an unbelievable fucking asshole. Because fame has just gotten to his head entirely, and he's very stupid as well. He's very, very stupid. Not only socially, but you know, practical skills stupid. His character is based almost entirely off of Murderface from Metalocalypse. It's so like, if you don't know who Murderface is,
what if Murderface was a popular singer and a goblin, then you've got it.
Yeah.
So when he talks, you know, you gotta listen, because he's just the coolest guy you've ever met. And I gotta tell ya, have you guys tried freeballing? Because it's great.
Don't like it.
I purposely kept this from Steve because I knew how happy he was going to be.
Can you say your catchphrase that's on the GIF? Can you say your catchphrase?
Oh, yeah, sure. People are always asking me if I say the thing. I'll say the thing for you. It's pee-pee time.
Yeah, dude.
He fucking hates it so much.
Does he have a lisp when he sings? Sometimes, he actually.
Listen to the album.
Yeah, listen to the album. I sing in Murderface's voice.
Yeah, in one of the songs. I'm a Goblin. Give it a listen. But I really feel like it's one of those things where, like, English people just sound American when they're singing for no fucking reason. Yeah.
Oh, I can actually tell you why they do that. Is it because it's harder to understand when they sing in the accent? And they want it to be more recognized. I actually found that out from some Scottish singers that are like, no, we sing with American accents because nobody would fucking understand us otherwise.
Fair.
What?
Poobert, that is possible. It's very possible we could get a remake of I'm a Dude, Roger's voice.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, me and Turkey have just gotten into this rhythm lately of just being able to pump out songs left and right.
Five songs in 3 weeks. So, like,
it was so fast.
Yeah.
Real fast. So,
some of them were done in a day, and it was like, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
It was only 3 weeks because we have day jobs. Yeah. I was just like, all right, guitar riff, bass riff, programming, drums. Here you go, Connor.
DM Connor's Steve like, underscore vocals. Forge of Law helped Rachel Kovacs join the couch crew.
Thank you so much, Steve. Cheers, buddy. Fuck yeah, dude.
Welcome to the couch family, Rach.
Yay.
You're stuck here now for the next 18 years of your life.
So Roger is the singer, and Roger also, I don't know how much we're going to cover this tonight, but has a pet dog.
Yes. It's a hellhound named her name is Lucy. Don't tell her this. Don't tell her that I'm telling you this. But Lucy has a girl piece. I've noticed that she doesn't like it being pointed out or particularly touched. So, yeah, but Lucy is a fine-looking girl hellhound. Mm. I tell you that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Going to make a fan song for Roger in the band. Dude, sick, Poover. Sick. Also, very good. I'm very excited for Lucy. Lucy and Roger, I think it's going to be sick. Very excited about it. And you actually have stats for the Hellhound. So whenever you want to actually use Lucy, you can. I was going to go over, like, some trigger warnings and stuff like that for everybody. But one of the things you should know in all of my campaigns, there's never any child abuse, animal abuse, or suicide. Those are things I don't cover. So even though there is a dog here in the campaign, don't worry about it. All right. This ain't going to be like The Walking Dead. And you know what I mean? Everyone's worried about
dog has plot armor. Dog is immortal.
Dog plot armor.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck horses. Mm-hmm.
Like, if
Fallout
what I will
4,
say
you cannot
though,
kill
like,
the kids.
Like, clearly Pubert does because Lucy, they said they like horse meat.
It will be like it would happen to a player. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be, you know what I mean? Just like, oh, sorry, you know, she's gone. Like, it would be like, there would be things
here's
happening.
Lucy.
And, like, battle and like.
Come here.
Yeah.
Come here, Lucy. Say hi.
Only with consent.
Say hi to everybody, Lucy. Oh, you can barely see her. Oh, hi, Lucy. Yeah.
Oh.
Good girl. Hey, Lucy's got a big old tongue.
Yeah, Lucy's like, got a big huge tongue. Girl peanut.
Yeah, but don't worry about Lucy. She's, you know, she peeks when she's standing up.
The only girl dog I've ever seen lift her leg. It's weird.
There you have it. So, last but not least, our final character. Before I get into the questions here, Proteus, do you want to tell us about Ananka? I mean, it could be anything, so, too. What your inspiration was, where it came from. Tell us about her race.
I'm sorry about the way.
Class.
I mean, Connor came up with the name. Connor is the reason she's called Anunka, because we were talking about Gentleman Broncos, and one of the characters in it, Sam Rockwell, is talking to one of the other characters. He keeps going, Anunka, what do you got there, you fucking genius? Oh, I swore. Either way. But yeah, so I'm playing Anunka, who is the bass player of the band. Also canonically blind. She is 100% blind. Born blind at that. She did not have vision at any point. But she has magical powers that are related to like air and kind of like storms and lightning. Because she is an air genasi, I found out are commonly mistaken for elves because they're very similar framework, but she is in fact like an elemental of like air and lightning. But yeah, that's so. Yeah, she's listen, come join power for magic witch shit. We're doing hot witch shit.
God damn it, I'm bad at selling this shit. Join the night. Rise up, my children of the night.
Yeah, join the wild if you want, man. It's whatever.
And then the wild comes back and wins the whole campaign, watch, because Connor's got the best dice voice. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. That's why I gotta sell it so hard, is that I know I'm shit for roles, so I gotta have like numbers on my side. I gotta have the numbers behind me so it makes up for my shit rolls.
It's wild, dude. Wild.
Connor's gonna be the only one in wilds, and it's gonna win the whole thing. I gotta have numbers behind me, you know. That's.
I'm gonna have three people and a god somehow on my side. I made friends with a god.
Which can happen if you collect enough assets. Anyways, one thing about Anunka is that you kind of like you can mind like spirits, send yourself through the astral, right?
Yes. So she had a teacher that is not Jennifer Coolidge's corpse, that taught her. I forgot what the new name was, but that was what it was originally. But she had a teacher that taught her how to walk through the astral plane and to essentially use those visions as a way to see real life occasionally.
Nice. Hell yeah. And I picture it like you just like kneeling on the ground, but like your spirit's off somewhere else.
Yeah, she's just fucking around.
Yeah, cool. Fair enough. And last but not least, there's a fourth member of the band named Bob Lynn.
No, Bob Zombie.
Bob Zombie. Bumblin' was the bear.
You're right. That is correct.
Bumblin' the bear.
That is, yes, incorrect. Anyways, who wants to tell us about the drummer of the band, the van driver, the zombie Bob?
Well, first of all, he's the van driver because he's literally the only one who can. Yes. One of us is a vampire and can't go out in the daylight. One of us is blind.
We need to talk about. And is that
and the other one can't
together,
reach the
right?
pedals.
Yeah, he's too short. He's a goblin, huh? And you're blind. That's so funny.
I can't reach the pedals.
He can't reach the pedals. He needs a phone book. He actually has to ride in a booster seat in the van.
I tried wearing platforms for it, but that only got my foot stuck between the brake and the gas.
Yeah, no.
But quick segue here. Side note. Vampires. This is our world. We can build it however we want. How are we treating vampires in the sunlight? Is it just weakening? Is it death? Is it, you know what I mean, just annoying?
Right.
Burst into flames.
Should they sparkle?
I think
and this is all
they
up
do
for
not
Amy,
fucking
Amy is
sparkle.
Playing the first vampire in our brand new world, so this rule is being donned by Amy. Tell us.
I feel like it could hamper her a little bit, but I don't think it's lethal. I think that since she carries around her little lace umbrella, and that kind of helps things. But if she were to be in the sun, it might be a little more difficult to do some things, I think. I
like
think
a really severe sunburn.
Second degree burns. Let's go with second, not third. Third is skin graft. Second degree burns, you're roasty toasty. You're going to be flaking for days.
Yeah, said, which is actually how I am.
Rachel said, do not make them sparkle.
They do not sparkle.
When the vampires go in the sunlight, they turn into ooh anime cat girls. She could do that if she wants to. Maybe like super easily sunburned. I'd say weaken them. Dracula was only weakened by sunlight. SPF 3000 says certifiable. So she should always carry aloe. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think when we were originally talking about, I had mentioned making it like Cassidy from Preacher, where he just
Brunswick, don't lie to me. Flames. What you talking about, Brunswick? I allow.
Okay, I'm the Jerry. Give me your teeth.
do you mind? I want to pitch something to you. I want to pitch the lore for Bob Zombie.
Okay.
See if you like
the drummer. Let's go.
So back in the day, he was more human than human, but then he received a thunder kiss in the year of 65 by a living dead girl. And eventually, that living dead girl became the dead girl superstar. But then she broke his heart by doing a show and leaving him for a Dragula. And that's how it happened. That's his backstory.
Okay, hold on. On Urban Dictionary, a thunder kiss is it to give unforgettably amazing or brutal oral sex. Sometimes referring to deep throating, thunder kissing is usually given by a prostitute or some other promiscuous female. So using it as a command or a suggestion would be subtly imply said female was a whore.
So,
says Urban Dictionary.
Let me be straight. She was a living dead girl, so that's how he became a zombie.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying.
So it's indeed.
Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That means that Bob no longer has a dick, which is very important information here.
Well, I was just reading off song titles from Rob Zombie, and I came up with this story.
So. Yes, we know. Yes, yeah. Yes.
As soon as you said Thunder Kiss, I'm like, all right, Urban Dictionary, let's go.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Couch Coin, Connor. Love that. Love that.
Little toothy.
I'm all about it. Jesus. Okay, we're going to skim through these 10 here questions to learn a little bit more about your guys' characters. Turkey, I know when you're writing your story later, you're rewatching this part. Hi, hello. I love you. I hope you're doing well. You're doing good by rewatching this. All right. Yes, you must shut up. I'm talking to myself right now. You're doing good. All right?
just to keep you humble.
Everyone say hi to future Turkey.
Good self-love also comes from your palm, just saying.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my fucking future self.
Yes. Thank you. Goodness. Okay, Proteus, explain to me again. What is your character's, what is Ananka's relationship with magic? Are they scared of the magic they possess? Do they wish to know more about it? Are they indifferent to it? What do they have going on with their magic?
She fucking loves her magic. She loves the magic. I mean, it's essentially an accessibility tool. Let's be honest. Like with a disability like blindness, like she uses magic as an accessibility tool. So, I mean, she loves magic. She's all about it. If she could have more, she would, and likely will try. You know, it's like it's her bread. It's her bread and butter. She's snorting lines of fairy dust and shit. Like she's probably okay, not that.
She'd thunder kiss magic if she could.
That's the next album name, isn't it? Isn't it? Okay. Eon, you're also an awakened character. You also deal with magic. So tell me, same question for you.
Yeah. So Eon used to work with Mortalis, and she's a little bit bitter toward them because she was like a monster hunter and then became a vampire. And she's like, yeah, I don't like that they hurt my people. So she's got a relationship with magic in the healing sense. She likes to be a healer and be there to support her comrades. So nice. Yeah, she loves her healing shit.
Okay. And Roger is a side stand here on magic. Any thoughts about magic? You indifferent to it? Do you care? What do you think Roger thinks?
Magic is really cool and all, but you know what's cooler? Like, in fucking strong as shit, man. I just like to crush shit and shoot shit, because, you know, it's real fun to do that.
Roger's got a little man complex.
He's like, oh, well.
yeah, I refer to it as free bowling.
Nice. Okay.
He free ball in reality.
All right, we got a couple more questions here. Just to get some more information about your guys' character, I have for each one of you guys. And first, we're starting with Proteus. We're starting with Kate here. What is most important to Ananka? Is it health, wealth, or happiness?
Probably happiness. I mean, she's touring around with someone like Roger. You know, she's going to find happiness where she can, because otherwise she's just going to dive headfirst in front of the bus. I would probably go with happiness, because I mean, I feel like health for her is not going to be like having been, you know, having a disability her entire life. She probably doesn't think I think with how she is, because one of the things that I have in her backstory, she was raised by a hippie commune. She was raised by a hippie commune, so a wealth means nothing. Health is just, you know, if you die, you die. You know, it doesn't matter. So probably just the pursuit of happiness or darkness.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Pursuit of happiness. Good. So like regaining her vision, she doesn't give a shit.
Nah, she's never had it.
Okay. Fair. All right, Roger. Same question. Wealth, health, or happiness?
Well, I mean, I'm the picture of perfect health. And as far as happiness goes, I mean, I value my life way more than any of these other dildos. wealth is the thing you can buy shit with, right?
Yes.
No, I would like some extra money. I mean, I think some extra money might be good, you know, for free balling.
Yeah, get me a new Speedo.
No. The Speedo.
I'm so glad I'm blind. Every time Roger talks, I feel I'm going to just be face palming this entire camera. We both will. Cheers.
Oh, goodness. With healthy by all the bitties. That's right, Gala. Excuse me, referring sexy wishes over vampires. Hey, you know what? Everyone has their opinion, and that's why there's four factions. All right? That's right. You traitor, says Emmy. Okay, I understand what's going on here now. I understand it. Yes. And then if you guys want to find the faction chats, they're down underneath Couch Chaos, all right? After you join your faction, you'll be able to see it. Okay. Question, lastly, for Eon. Health, wealth, or happiness?
I think wealth is important to her for her end goal as far as kind of taking down people in the corpos. That's something that she'd be interested in and might be a long con of hers. But ultimately, happiness. Yeah, she just wants to find peace and equality for the people that she's learned more about by becoming a vampire.
Nice. Okay. Hell yeah. Yep. It's very good. Very good. Next question. What is your relationship with the other two characters? How do you feel about them? You happy on stage with them? Do you enjoy riding in the bus with them and sharing a space with them? What is your relationship with the other two? Starting with Ananka.
No. Yes.
Okay. Can you give me any more detail?
I mean, just from that little bit that I know they didn't see it, but just from the little bit that we played, we're at, Ananka's literally trying to go into the astral plane to check the place out, and Roger's literally like biting into apples and chucking them at her just to like distract her from like actually doing anything. I think that speaks for itself that when Ananka's doing magic, it's something that requires concentration, and Roger takes great pride in breaking.
Like,
concentration like, to everything.
Because of like a motherly son relationship with Roger, like you're trying to teach him better, or like, where do you see this kind of like, where do you see this aspect going? Like, what's going on?
I think he has a shame kink, and he likes to be shamed. My approach is just going to be to kink shame him the whole season. We'll see how it plays out.
This is just Connor talking. You want him to be aroused?
He's got a shame kink, so we're shaming him.
No, but he listens better when he's shamed. he responds to ridicule.
He's good?
Yeah, I would say Aeon and her get on quite well, especially because, you know, like, she needs at least someone sometimes to, like, put a hand on the shoulder and, like, to lead her around. Hmm. But I would say they have, like, a pretty close gay undertones. But, like, you said Jane Austen, and that's all I'm thinking about. I would say with how, like, Aeon travels through astral planes and stuff like that, it gives her like an insight in Anunka passes, brain not doing the greatest.
It's all good.
I took too many blows to the head yesterday. I'm good at hitting people. But I say with Anunka and how she like travels through the astral plane, she sees sometimes where stories of like the old time stories originated from, like how muses kind of like whisper into like the material world. So like she sees where some inspirations for stories have come. So she likes talking about stories with Aeon and like that kind of like knowing, like, because, you know, she can read Braille, but, you know, having someone to discuss literature with and even possibly read to her would be like something that they could really just be like, you know, cozy girl vibes. And Bob is delightful. We all love Bob.
Yeah. Okay, Roger, what about you? What's your relationship with the other two players? Characters.
Well, I gotta say, they're all in love with me. I don't get it. These guys fucking love me. I think it's because I'm a leader, and I show very strong leadership properties. And you know, I guess they're okay. They're cool. But they definitely are obsessed with me.
Okay. Eon, your last?
Yeah, I think that Eon probably with Roger is more like, I can fix him. Bless your heart kind of thing. I can fix him. And with Anunka, she's like, girl time! Yay! I'll read to you whenever you want, darling. Of course.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Just remind me, what's that fucking vampire show on Netflix? Is it on Netflix where they're just like casual, but they're like vampires? You know what I'm talking about? The fuck is it called?
What We Do in the Shadows?
Why? What We Do in the Shadows. No.
While you were describing that, that's what it reminded me of. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yes, I love that show. Mm-hmm.
I've seen like two episodes. Sprinkles was like, "You need to watch this," and I was like, "Hey, I don't really."
It's so funny.
Yeah, I remember like when it first, like the movie first came out, like but when it was just in New Zealand, and the that's what sparked the TV show, and it's
the movie's amazing.
Jim said you do, which means I have to watch it now. Jim gets what he wants. Yes,
I agree with Jim.
True Blood? Ah, good guess.
Hard.
Good guess.
Suki. Suki. Suki.
My good. Zero. Any final thoughts, you guys? Is there anything you think we missed tonight? For us starting next Sunday. Full costume. We're here. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, costumes this year are pretty fucking dope. Like, this is the first year I'm doing, like, actually quite a large amount of makeup. I have false teeth. everybody else has their crazy fucking makeup that they're doing. So it's like a lot of fucking prep. It's not just like put a mask on and like go. It's like fucking, all right, let's meet up an hour early, finish our makeup, and fucking get in costume.
You guys all know what I do now.
Yeah, it's a lot. So make sure you fucking appreciate. No, I'm just kidding. But
get 'em. I mean, yeah. but really, thank you guys, because all of you guys are the reason we were able to put so much more money into our costumes this time around. Guys purchased a bunch of stuff from the wish list. Those of you who submitted to making Connor vomit on stream, you're the ones that made his goblin mask possible this year. Like, that's
yeah.
That's you guys. You guys did that, and we can't thank you enough. Like, I'm gonna speak for all of us, because fuck you, Turkey. We are so incredibly humbled by the support that you guys have shown us, and especially for their first ever fundraiser campaign for a new campaign, and that you guys made it so successful that we could put so much more effort and spend more time and money to put on a good show for you guys. Like, without, like, this has been, you guys have worked as a part of inspiration of so many. You guys believe in us so much that we're like, you know what? Yeah, let's make an album. Let's make a ton of band merch. Let's spend some money getting like a VTuber rig put up. Like, you guys made that happen, and we can't thank you enough. We are so incredibly humbled by your support and your love.
Hell yeah. Well said. Like, when you pop in and you say shit like that, because I can't enunciate and like make the words do the things that I want them to do sometimes. So I appreciate that. I really do.
Remember to go fuck yourself, and we love you.
Have a good time. yeah. Sprinkles did spend time sending things out at the post office, so thank you to Sprinkles. Thank you for buying my wife a very hot costume. Link Dog said, wait, did I do that? Yes. it's pretty good. Yeah, Blink Dog contributed to 3 items on that fucking wish list. Thank you, Blink Dog. Yeah. Also, Jer Abbey and Art Hard. Yeah, dude, money well fucking spent. That's good randoms right there. but also, to make an NPC to maybe TPK you all. Could be, my friends. Gosh, yes. So this is going to be a blast. I am so very, very excited to be doing not only something close to my own heart, making music and doing like a metal band, and being able to do like this underground metal thing, but also doing like a future fantasy thing, something I've always wanted to do. So this is all very, very exciting for me as a dungeon master. And being that, being able to do it with you three that have all worked so hard on your characters, and it's just going to be a fucking blast, man. We're going to raid out. Thank you guys for joining us. Session Zero is a little bit of a shorter stream, but appreciate y'all for joining us. Being awesome. And we'll be back next Sunday for episode 1. We will be posting a promo about it at some point throughout the week, and we expect all you fuckasses to help share us around to get it promoted and shit like that. While we're gone throughout the week, make sure to join your factions. Get some shit talking going. Make your NPCs. Let me know what it is. And Sora, send me your address once again. I'll get you that t-shirt. Let me know whichever one you want. And if you want me to make something in a different color or a different type, whatever, let me know. And yeah, hell yeah, pick up your merch, listen to the fucking song. If you get your merch now, you'll be able to get it and wear it every single Sunday, just like me. I've got 3 of them, baby. So yeah,
I've got my one from last campaign on. I got my-
cheers, but
there it is,
my love that Destiny Dice hoodie I wear everywhere.
Next time on Metal Omnicon.
Cheers, heroes.
Cheers, heroes. Part of the cast, part of the crew.
We've got B-Boy Kid, 2000. Regulus, assuming Dragon, Jackal Gray, Tetrax, Gabriel, Gabriel, Mobius, Gyrus, Piece of Death, We got Ray from Brunswick.
We're out.
They're out.
Hell yeah. Good night, everybody.